Nick, hello. Paul here. And greetings. It's 12 minutes past five. I've just been to a all-day, I suppose you'd call it an all-day business networking meeting, and I've had, it was good, but that's not why I'm calling you. I really want to say how much I'm looking forward to the new feature, the new Twitter feature of Listly. In fact, I don't think anyone is looking forward to it more than me. For two reasons. One is the obvious one. I'll be able to use it. And I can see significant advantages in that. But the other one is that it's going to get me to do something I've been meaning to do for a long time, which is to look again at my Twitter lists and to segment them up into smaller lists. I mean, some of my lists have over 100 people in it. So segment them into smaller lists, much more manageable lists, and that will be, an incalculable benefit to me. For something that has nothing to do with Listly, so are only tangentially related to Listly. So yeah, and the other thing is, I want to say how much I like really two things: the continuous improvement of Listly, the way in which you don't wait until you have a big release of features to add in, as some organizations, like, for sake of argument, Audioboo does. You release things, piece by piece, as you know, and that is great. It's like continuous improvement, and I love it anyway. The other thing is that I love the direction that you're taking Listly in. I mean, what I will call, for want of a better language, the feminization of Listly. I like that. You said to me before that your intention was to get into the Pinterest space, and I see you doing that. I see you doing that in all sorts of ways, and every time you go in there and you do something, and out pops something that is a real improvement. So it's moving down that road, and that I really like. The substance, though, the big point that I want to kind of lay out with you or address with you is, I mean, whether change agents is actually going to do some work with Listly, whether you guys have in your mind that for whatever reason we might be the ideal people to work on Listly with you. And of course, I say that in a context where I'm saying to myself, well, you know, why should Nick and why should you guys come to us, considering, one, our location, and number two, considering all the other people you know, who, actually, certainly from Nick, from your point of view, all the people you've met at all the conferences you've been at, many of whom I assume, will be branding people, certainly marketing people, and I'm not sure what the word, the distinction in ordinary language in North America is, Canada and the USA, about the distinction between branding and marketing. Over here, I have to say that there are not all that many people in Ireland who would actually understand the particular job that branding addresses, and that it is, to by and large, has to be done before you do marketing. Or if you do marketing without branding, you are almost certainly going to waste time and money. That's a sort of that's a personal belief and experience that I have. So the issue is really, are we going to work together? Now, I don't expect a positive yes answer to that, you know, overnight or anything like that. And I also don't expect you to say, you know, having thought about it for a few days, our answer is yes. I don't expect that. But what I would like to know is, you know, do we have a conversation? Do we have a... I'm not talking about a conversation which is about, you know, me giving you some... which I would do anyway, right? Me being useful as a sounding board or me suggesting various things to you. I'm actually suggesting some, a business relationship, you know, in which you invest with us and we invest with you. You know, we invest our time, energy, skills and commitment with you rather than other people, you know, because that's always what it'll come down to, you know. Because if we did work with you, we wouldn't be sort of thinking in any way about, oh yeah, we'll get the contract to do work with Listy, and then we'll find people to farm it out to. It would be me and Jonathan and Justin Plunkett, who's currently in South Africa and who might very well be in Dublin in Ireland in the foreseeable future. That's a development which is being actively considered. So, I mean, in relation to that, if you need any information or want any information which would help you to come to a decision, you know, help you to decide no or help you to decide yes, please ask me for that information. That's at one level. And that could be information of any particular type you like. You know, and obviously, you know, if I can't give you the information, I can't give it. But, you know, whatever. So that's the first thing. That's an attempt for me to try to be able to get into a position to supply something which would, you know, make us more attractive to you. Because, you know, as I know I said before, and I, you know, for me it goes without saying, the prospect of working with you honestly together is drop-dead gorgeous. Now, the practicalities matter too. You know, the location issue is a significant one. Now, you could say, well, in this world of the internet, with Google Hangouts and with Skype and with all the other kind of, you know, ways we have of working, and you have ways of working between, is it Los Angeles or San Francisco? Right, and you in British Columbia, you have absolutely, I'm sure, mastered the art of, or at least made huge progress in the art of working, you know, remotely from each other. And but, and there's a big but in this, which is that if we change it, we're going to work with you. I would insist that before we made such a sort of significant step of, you know, if you like, I mean, this is hyperbole, signing a memorandum of understanding or whatever it is, you know, just saying, look, we're definitely going to do it, and then going ahead and doing it via all of the remote tools that are available, and there's so many that are available. But before we do that, I'd want a face-to-face meeting with both of you. You know, I wouldn't want to be doing serious, you know, branding work, teasing out, you know, the key stuff that will make you really attractive, or make you more attractive, you know, more meaningful marketing, if I was to borrow our own phrase. I wouldn't want to tease that out without having absolutely got the rapport right and absolutely having got the vision right of what we were going to do together. I mean, there's... And actually, I would also want us to do some face-to-face working. Because it's one thing to have the assumption and perception that, oh yeah, we click, you know, we get on well on other things and all that. But actually, the experience of working together might lead, you know, either you or us, and I don't think it will happen, to say, look,
Okay, enough is enough.
So, Nick, I was actually being serious about the desirability of four or five of us sitting down together and working on Listly together, as indeed the first step. And, you know, this led me to think, well, okay, I haven't really addressed the issue of which would be the most convenient location if we were to do it. But for you, that might be a showstopper in the sense that you might consider, for any reason, including funding, that that such a thing would be really, you know, wouldn't be value for money. What I would say, though, is that in relation to the ambition which you outlined, of, you know, pretty dramatically moving into the top league, I don't know enough about the economics of this, but leaving that out of it, but leaving kind of the growth of the business of Listly to in there, there would be a lot at stake. So, you know, where there is a lot at stake, the expenditure that would be required for the five of us to meet in one place in the world, I'm assuming that would be small in comparison with, you know, the desired outcome and the, you know, the money that would represent. You know, because I'm really thinking that I'm comparing the kind of investment costs of doing this with the benefits of being totally successful. You know, I don't really feel like comparing it with the benefits of making a marginal difference or anything like that. I would really only be interested in, well, I would only really be working towards a, you know, a fairly significant and rapid and highly satisfying achievement of the, you know, of a shared goal. I don't actually have anything else to say, you know, but what I would like is, you know, one of three things. A firm, yes, we are on the same page and we do have, you know, a serious conversation to have about the, and that doesn't mean that you'd be committing yourself, but that would mean that we'd be getting into the details of planning it and considering it. And, you know, we'd be keeping open the you'd still have your options open on whether after the practical discussion about it and after the, you know, what I'll humoristically call due diligence on us and our capacity to deliver what you want. But after that, you know, you'd still retain the right to say, all right, we've found out the good thing, which is that, you know, either you are right for us or you're not right for us. A definite no, and that is, you know, needless to say, completely and utterly understood, and I'd like to continue no matter what this results in behaving in relation to Listly and using Listly in exactly, you know, as best I can, because I'm, you know, as you know, madly in love with it. And or a firm maybe which clarifies what are the steps that need to be done now in order to reach a yes phase or a no phase, rather than, you know, putting anything on what we call in Ireland the long finger and sort of maybe meaning, well, we might get round to discussing it, you know, whenever the time is right, but nothing is ever right. I'd like to actually, in other words, reach a step in the way which has been concluded. After all, the idea of us working on Listly with you guys began as a, you know, in my mind, it began, you know, as an impulse in which a desire on my part, but a kind of impulsive, impetuous, I thought, look, I just got to pitch this to Nick, right, see what happens, you know, because if you don't ask, you never ever get yes. So that's it. Okay. And by the way, this audio to you,
I'm assuming that if you feel that you can play this to anyone at all you like, you know, this is not just if you want it to be with anybody else, you're more than welcome to play it with, you know, not just to anybody. Okay. And there also is no pressure on you to reply back to me tomorrow or anything like that. I mean, the only assurance I really want is that you got it. And once I know that, you know, the matter is under consideration, I then park it, get on with other things, well, which I'll do anyway. And we'll know that we have until we hear one way or the other, we'll know that we have something, you know, at least simmering in the background. Okay, this has been, I can see already, 16 minutes long. No, but truthfully, that's... And if I were to write it down in an email to you, I don't know how long it would take me to write it down, and it certainly couldn't be as human a way of chatting about it as this, which is really one of the reasons I like audio so much. Okay, Nick, look, all the best. Fill me in, you know, I'm very keen to hear all the news about Listley, although you actually put it up on the Facebook page and all that. But anyway, the key thing about this is let's clarify the situation. Okay, all the best, Nick. Bye.